heard a story recently of a boy who came up to the priest after Mass with his dad. And he came up to the priest and said, "Father, when I get older, I want to give you some money." And the priest said, "Well, that's very nice, thank you, but why? And he turned to the priest and said, "Because my father says you're the poorest preacher he's ever heard." One of the things that we don't like to hear about a lot in church, and I don't receive any compliments on, I don't think most priests do, is when we talk about money at church. You get either people who say, "Father, that's all they talk about." I've even heard people say, "Well, that's all they talk about at that church over there." And I'm like, "Really? I was there at that church serving as a priest, and I didn't talk about it." So, you know, we tend to maybe blow that up in our head bigger. Or we can have a tendency sometimes to shy away from that because it's such a sticky issue. We talk a lot here at Christ's King and in the Diocese of Wichita about tithing. But this weekend in particular, Jesus shows us that tithing is not the only model for giving. Tithing is not the only model for giving. Look at the widow in the first reading today. She's out in front of her village and she's gathering sticks to make a fire. At home, she's got a jar with a handful of wheat flour in it. And she's got a jug with just a little bit of oil, olive oil in it. And what she's going to do is she's going to mix those two together and make kind of a little cake. Not like Duncan Hines with frosting on top, not that type of cake, but just a little piece of flat bread, basically. And this prophet comes up to her and says, "I want you to make me a cake." And she says, "But I'm sorry, this is all I've got left. And then after my son and I eat that, we're going to die." Like, that's how poor they were. They were literally eating their last meal. And this prophet comes up and says, "I want to take your last meal." Do you think that puts her in a giving mood? Do you think she feels like giving? Yet, he gives her a promise. He says, "If you do this, if you're willing to give me this little food that I need, even though it's your last meal, I'll make sure that God gives you enough flour and enough oil that you'll never run out until I leave." And sure enough, the woman, this widow, is faithful enough, she trusts God and this prophet enough to give up the one last meal she has to this prophet, and it comes true that she doesn't run out while he's there. A very similar thing is going on in the gospel today. Why? Because both these people, both these widows, are they giving out of their surplus or are they giving out of what we call your need? Giving out of your need is when you give even though you need the thing you're giving. I know people in this church who come each Sunday and they're looking at their bills on the kitchen table and they're saying, "Okay, I've got this gas bill sitting here and I've got this tithing check that I need to write. Which one do I write because I can only afford one of them?" And many of you are very faithful and very trusting of God because you write that tithing check first. You take that step of faith knowing that God's going to take care of you. Take the woman in the gospel today, for example. She has, it says, just a couple small coins worth a few cents. Let's say 3 cents. 3 pennies. Can 3 pennies even get you bubblegum anymore? Kids, can you get bubblegum for a penny anymore? No? That's a travesty. If we should have ousted a president on anything, it should have been that. And so she has, really nothing. And yet all these other people are coming in giving large sums of money. And Jesus calls his disciples next to him and says, "Hey guys, I want you to look at all these people. All those rich people who came up and gave large sums of money, they didn't give near as much as that woman right there who just gave 3 cents. Why? Because it didn't hurt any of those others. They didn't have to make a sacrifice. They gave from their surplus, but she had to actually make a sacrifice. She probably felt it right here in her belly that evening. It's interesting, guys, when I'm standing here at the altar right after offertory, I'm going to invite you to pray. And I'm going to say, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God. If we don't come with a sacrifice, we don't have anything to offer on this altar. We're not really taking part in this Eucharist. I think there's two lessons that comes from this gospel today, brothers and sisters. One, that if you are right now giving out of your surplus, if you're giving out of your want, if it doesn't really hurt to give back to God, then maybe there's a twist on tithing today from Jesus. He's upping the ante a little. Maybe there's a sacrifice that needs to happen. And for those of you that are making that sacrifice, there's an encouragement given with this widow of Zarephath that if you're willing to trust God, He will take care of your needs. And I've told you this before and I mean it, I'll say it again. If you're regularly giving to the church and you can't pay your bills, you bring it to me and I'll pay it. Because God is faithful and God will take care of you. I promise it. He promises it, and His promise is even better than mine. So I'd ask you just to consider today, during especially this offertory time, as you bring your gift to the altar, metaphorically, we could have everybody process up to the altar, but we try to make it convenient. We bring the basket to you. And brothers and sisters, as you bring that offertory to the altar, to consider, am I giving from my surplus, or am I giving from my need? And do I really trust God to provide for me?